It's a stainless steel beehive of activity in one of the learning kitchens at the Culinard, the Culinary Institute of Virginia College in Birmingham. About a dozen students squeeze into a living room-sized kitchen. They're stirring, chopping, chatting, and cleaning, learning firsthand what it's like to be a professional chef. The Culinard is an example of how things have changed in the world of career colleges. There are still programs in mechanical arts and car repair, but there are also degrees and certificates in health services management, nursing, information technology, and animation game design. Enrollment in two-year for-profit colleges has risen 78% in the last 10 years.
We deal with what we call predominantly non-traditional students.
Jim Tolbert is chair of the Career College Association, a national membership organization representing 1,400 post-secondary schools.
For whatever reason, either it was not right for them or for financial reasons, they didn't complete their time in college, find themselves in careers that are perhaps not what they were looking for, and turn to our schools to find the career that is right for them.
Tolbert says, for the most part, career college students are not typically right out of high school. Anita Washburn, who's studying nursing at Herzing College in Birmingham, says she was accepted in several conventional colleges.
But I chose Herzing because the class size was a lot smaller, and I'm a mother and grandmother, and I have family, so I had to work and go to school and be with my family, and the scheduling was, I was able to fit school into my schedule.
Fans of career colleges say they're focused on a comprehensive practical education, which makes students marketable the nanosecond they graduate. But it's this emphasis on a hands-on curriculum that concerns some educational experts. They say the education provided by most of these schools is not very broad, and the skills taught could be obsolete in a few short years.
My concern would be is so many of the career colleges, I think, they hit right what's needed now.
Kim Crocker is an independent education consultant in Birmingham.
So I think going straight to a two-year situation needs to be researched in what the trends truly are. You know, is this going to be a simple trend? Is it going to be a long-term trend? I mean, restaurant industry, people are always going to eat. You know, so it's kind of an okay one.
Back at Culinard, chef instructor Denny Veazey says at least 90% of their graduates receive job offers right out of the gate.
They have the opportunity to walk into those fine dining establishments really very early in their career.
Despite their burgeoning enrollment and the fact they're accredited by the same regional bodies, career colleges still face an uphill battle gaining respect from traditional four-year institutions. Many colleges and universities still won't allow students to transfer course credits from career colleges. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.